I hadn't started recording yet,
Lauren. I always wait for the audio part, so that's why I wait till the end. I'm patient. Okay, so you mentioned Roundtree is a right end. You're going to put Kearney at right end. Oladipo's left side.
Yeah, those guys will be, he'll be a left end. Jamal Woods will be a left end. Pate, he'll be a left end also. And
Is there a chance some of those guys move in?
There's the one thing I can say about all those positions, your right end's a little bit more of a more unique guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they all could go play that. I mean, to play left ends, that's, you get a little more base type of end, strong side end, some people will call it.
Yeah.
It's a little bigger guy. Mm-hmm. And that's what Smoot played for us last year.
Sure.
This past season. So that's kind of, that's the way all those guys will be able to do that for us.
Because the former staff was recruiting, well, they called it Leo. They were looking for a guy who, on the right side, dropping coverage and, almost a hybrid kind of outside linebacker kind of guy.
You're right.
So that's what, when you came in, of course you were former staff as well, technically.
Right.
But you're maybe looking for a little different type of guy on the right side.
I think the biggest difference is, and you're right, the Leo was a different position. This is totally different. We're a four-man front.
Yep.
We rush four guys.
Yep.
And that's where we don't have that guy dropping. That's not, you'll see all four guys in a three-point stance. Mm-hmm. We don't have a guy in two-point ready to drop or anything like that. So it's, we're a true 4-3 defense. So mm-hmm. We know what fits. And like I said, I think all those guys are all athletic enough to play different spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all, going to be ready physically to be able to come in and contribute right away for us.
So were you sweating Roundtree this morning? What's the day?
Well,
you've made your pitch, and now it's an announcement. And
those guys, he wasn't going to announce till later on. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You kind of sit there, and I mean, I can't tell you.
Who else is he involved in?
He had some big schools coming after him. I mean, I know Indiana, was one that he knew some of those. There were some players that came out of Indiana that or from his old high school that were playing there. So there was some influence there, and so we just feel real fortunate. Coach Stoker, Andrew Hayes Stoker, did a great job with him in recruiting him. Obviously, Coach Smith and Hardy and everybody was involved in this thing, but Coach Stoker did a great job with recruiting him.
So right now, Green is the only guy you see on the inside. That was the laugh to say don't answer that.
I think the biggest thing that you look, Kendrick's gonna, he is our inside guy that's gonna come in and play our three technique.
Yeah.
I can't say that. As we go along here, mm-hmm. you'll find out.
Sure.
But I'm anxious to get them all in there and throw them in there and seeing what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But I'm excited about the whole group. I mean, I can't tell you, it's not just one guy, it's the whole group. And like I said, I think our personnel department did a fantastic job identifying these guys, sending us out there, knowing who we had to go over, and get. And really kind of handpicked.
And a quick close as well. A week ago, you're looking at three and then it's six. Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it goes. We've been on these guys. Mm-hmm. We've been on all these guys. And it's just been, constant, just kind of stay on them. And, mm-hmm. and like I said, our personnel department did a great job with that.
Yeah. So, thanks, Coach.
You just helped me.